CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday, the 25th of January, 2026. Here are the main news headlines. It is the last week to submit your nominations for the RSGB 2026 elections. The RSGB EMC Committee has published a guide for reporting harmful interference to Ofcom. Apply to the RSGB's Honorary Skills and Career Development Officer. Time is running out to submit your candidate forms and nominations to become an RSGB board director or regional representative in the upcoming RSGB 2026 elections. Both roles offer the chance to use your skills, experience, energy and enthusiasm to help shape the future of the RSGB and its activities as it fulfills its strategic priorities. If you'd like to rise to the challenge and join a team of enthusiastic and dedicated radio amateurs who are eager to ensure the growth of the RSGB and amateur radio, act now. The closing date for all vacancies is 23:59 UTC on the 31st of January. The Society strongly encourages applications from radio amateurs of all different backgrounds and identities. Find out how to submit your application on the RSGB website under Elections. The RSGB EMC Committee has recently published a new guide for reporting harmful interference to Ofcom. That's the name of it. The leaflet contains some do's and don'ts on the style and content of the report that has to be submitted. It also provides some examples of wording that can be used. This is the 18th leaflet the EMC Committee has released that offers advice on dealing with interference issues. Download all of them by going to rsgb.org/EMC and selecting EMC leaflets from the In This Section menu on the right-hand side. The RSGB is looking for a volunteer to build a team that will engage with an early career engineers as well as those making a career transition to encourage them to use amateur radio to develop their skills and knowledge. As the Honorary Skills and Career Development Officer, you will lead a team that will design and deliver learning material and courses at a level both just beyond and significantly beyond the full license. If you are an RSGB member and are interested in this role or contributing to the programme, read the full role description at rsgb.org/volunteers. Girl Guides and Scouts across the globe will be celebrating 100 years of World Thinking Day on Sunday the 22nd of February. The aim of Thinking Day on the air is to encourage girl guiding and scouting members to make friendships with those in other units, using amateur radio as the means of communication. What will you be doing to help them celebrate? You could put on a special event station with a call sign that reflects this centenary. Let the RSGB know your plans so it can help promote the event and share a list of stations that will be active over the weekend. A similar and highly popular resource was shared for Jamboree on the Air in October. Get involved and help make this event just as successful. Send your activity, details of your activity, to comms@rsgb.org.uk. Amateur Radio Digital Communication, also known as ARDC, has funding opportunities open for projects. Applications are invited for a range of topics including hardware, software, digital and satellite communications and educational material. The next deadline for submitting applications is the 1st of February. Read more at tinyurl.com/ARDCFEB26. Join the new Radio for Us net on Freestar International today, Sunday the 25th of January from 8 p.m. Live stream of the event will be available on youtube.com/@radio4us. Radio for Us, I think, I suppose that is. That's RADIOFORUS. You can find out more about the network by visiting freestar.network. Finally, a reminder that the next in the popular 145 Alive series takes place on Saturday, the 7th of February, 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. The event will include the addition of 144 megs SSB station with vertical polarization. More information, visit the 145 Alive Facebook page. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk no later than 10 a.m. on the Thursday before the Sunday broadcast. Details of rallies and events today, 25th of January. The Lincoln Shortwave Club Winter Radio Rally takes place at Festival Hall, Caister Road, Market Raisin, LN83HT. Indoor event with ample free parking. The doors are open from 10 a.m. £3 to get in. More information from Steve, M5ZZZ, on 07777 699069, or email m5zzz@outlook.com. The Red Rose Winter Rally, organised by West Manchester Radio Club, takes place on Sunday the 8th of Feb at Mather Hall, Mather Lane, Lee, WN72PJ. Exhibitors can gain access to set up from 8:15 a.m. and the doors open to visitors at 10 a.m. Large car park, catering, bring and buy, improved disabled conditions, access that is, and seating areas will be available on site. More information, wmrc.co.uk. Special event news. Special event station at DF100KWTJ is active until the 31st of March, commemorating the centenary of the Kurzwellenantagung. It's probably not pronounced very accurately. This commemorates the first convention of German HF amateurs held in January 1926. QSL via the Bureau. Visit qhz.com for more into details. Worldwide Award is currently underway and runs until the 31st of January. The award combines CWSSB and digital activity from stations around the world. Real-time online tracking is available for chasers. More information, visit hamaward.cloud/WWA. DX News. Gabriel HB9TSW is active as Z68BG from Slatina Air Base near Pristina in Kosovo until Wednesday the 28th of January. He's operating CW only, QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL or via his home call. Gabriel LU1WGB is active as LU1WGB/Z from Joint Antarctic Base on Laurie Island in the South Orkney Islands, AN008, until the 22nd of February. He operates FT8 with QRP SDR transceiver under dipole. Contest news. CQ Worldwide 160 meter DX contest started at 2200 UTC Friday the 23rd, runs until 2200 UTC today, Sunday the 25th of Jan. Using CW on the 160 meter band, the exchanges signal report and CQ zone. American stations also send the state, and Canadian stations send their province. The British Amateur Radio Teledata Group Sprint started at 1200 UTC yesterday, Saturday the 24th, runs until 1200 UTC today. Using RTTY on 82 10 meter bands where contests are allowed, exchanges your serial number. Tuesday the 27th of January, RSGB SHF UK Activity Contest, 19:30 to 22:30 UTC. All modes on the 13-centimetre band, exchanges signal report and serial number and locator. Wednesday the 26th of January, the United Kingdom and Ireland Contest Club 80-metre contest runs 2000 to 2100 UTC using CW on the 80-metre band, exchanges your 6-character locator. Now for the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, last week featured a massive aurora that couldn't have been predicted in the previous report. The cause was a large Earth-directed coronal mass ejection on Sunday the 18th of January at 1808 UTC. The solar wind speed was above 1,100 kilometres per second, so the impact on the Earth arrived sooner than expected. The result was the KP index that rose to 8.33 at around 19:38 UTC on Monday the 19th, sparking widespread aurora, such was its intensity. The aurora was visible from Devon, and the KP index was still at 8 the following day. HF was badly affected, with maximum usable frequencies over a 3,000-kilometre path struggling to reach 14 megs on the 20th of January. Luckily, things have calmed down, but it shows that it is worthwhile keeping an eye on solarham.com for daily updates. HFDX was a bit sparse during the height of the geomagnetic storm, but has since recovered. 8Q7JI in the Maldives was reported as being worked on 20-metre band using FT8 in the afternoon of Wednesday, the 21st of January. The KP5/NP3VI DISECO Island de-expedition continues to have been worked by the from the UK by better-equipped stations, and at 9X2AW in Rwanda will be operating for the 2 weeks to come. Lastly, VP2EIO in Anguilla is active until the 31st of January, using FT8 and some SSB. NOAA predicts the solar flux index will start next week around 175, but decline to 165 by Friday the 30th. Geomagnetic conditions are forecast to be reasonable at least until the 28th, when we expect a KP index of 4 or 5 over a 3-day period. VHF and up, the mild unsettled weather is probably going to transform into a cold unsettled pattern during the next week. However, things will stay essentially unsettled, with active weather fronts or heavy showers bringing plenty of opportunity for rain scatter on the gigahertz band. After the good auroral and auroral E propagation on the VHF bands last week, we're in a quieter territory now. However, as usual, a daily check on the KP index will ensure that you keep in touch with any sign of recurrence. As for meteor scatter, we're firmly in the random meteor period for several weeks with no major showers available. Best times will usually be early hours before sunrise. Lastly, a mention of sporadic E, which might crop up as brief spikes on the propquest.co.uk graphs. The FOE's value in January show as isolated peaks from 5 to 7 MHz, which is approximately equivalent to 10 metre and 6 metres. Perhaps a good way to see where the prospects exist is by using dxmaps.com to find current sporadic E paths on the 10 and 6 metre band. A second hint can be found by looking at the sporadic E blog type on PropQuest to see where the main weather jet streams are located. This is because sporadic E paths are often associated with jet streams, especially where they cross mountain ranges like the Pyrenees or the Alps. July this week sees maximum moon declination coinciding with lowest path losses in the Northern Hemisphere, so there's never been a better time to try EME. This week, moon declination is positive and rising, so moon window lengths and peak elevation are increasing. Path losses are falling as we approach perigee on the 29th of January. 144 meg sky noise is low, rising to moderate on the 29th of January. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me. Until next week.